Federal workers who have been furloughed will likely be paid retroactively once the shutdown is over. And government employees who are remaining on the job during the shutdown will be paid for their work eventually, but they don't know when. For Alaska families living paycheck to paycheck, that's a severe hardship. KSTK's Shady Grove Oliver has the story of one family in Wrangell.
Daniel and Beth Blake moved to Wrangell from Tennessee. Daniel is a military veteran, and both he and Beth are former police officers. Daniel works full-time now as a TSA agent at the Wrangell Airport. He's also the primary breadwinner for his family. Early last week, Daniel, as a federal employee, got an email. Beth says it got straight to the point.
Work as usual, but don't expect a paycheck. So there is no pay until the government shutdown is over.
Federal employees like TSA agents and air marshals are considered necessary for public safety, so they aren't being furloughed. They're just working without pay, like Daniel. It's expected that once the shutdown ends, they will be retroactively paid for hours worked, but Beth says no one knows when that will be. She works too, but spends most of her time caring for her daughter Kelsey, who has severe disabilities and many healthcare needs. I'm sitting with Beth in the kitchen of the apartment that she and Daniel rent. Kelsey's in the living room watching TV. Daniel isn't able to talk to me because of the nature of his job, but Beth can. She says their first reaction was shock, which turned to anger and then frustration.
It's very stressful, and it's just the fear of the unknown. How long is this going to go on? You know, the power company doesn't accept IOUs.
For the Blakes, money is now a serious issue. She says they've already had to write to their landlords saying they can't pay the rent on their apartment until the shutdown is over. But she says one of the most surprising moments was when Daniel got a letter.
Basically saying, here's a copy of a letter that you can send to your creditors so that maybe they will have pity on you and give you a break if you don't make your payments. Yeah, when you have a child support payment to make, the ex-spouse doesn't care about that. You know, no one cares about IOUs. They want their money.
They're not sure where the money will come from to pay child support for Daniel's 17-year-old son in Tennessee. They're also in the process of buying a house with a loan from the Department of Veterans Affairs, or VA. Beth says buying a house is a complicated process with many steps. She says they're still worried that being late on their van, truck, and credit card payments will hurt their credit and prevent them from getting that loan. But perhaps even more than that, she says it's the stress of not knowing when that next paycheck is coming that's impacting their daily lives.
And you don't really realize how important that is until suddenly it dawns on you, hey, I want to have tacos for dinner tonight. I don't have the stuff. Let's run down to the grocery store and pick up those supplies. But then you go, nope, well, we'll just eat what we have in the freezer. You know, fortunately, we do have some fish and some meat put away, so we'll be living on that for a while.
She says her family feels like they've been taken hostage to politics. And ultimately, she says it's not about party lines. It's about the everyday Joes that get stuck in the middle.
So I'm not blaming the Democrats. I'm not blaming the Republicans. I'm just saying that all parties need to come together and work this out for the little people, for those of us that, you know, that are out here trying to make ends meet, and it's a struggle.
Information specialists at the Fed Info Government Shutdown Hotline declined to answer questions from the media, and the media email contact provided for the TSA did not respond by deadline Friday. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.